Hi, this is Blake Mason giving a podcast about contagion for English 3153 Technical Writing. Here goes nothing. Contagions have been a popular topic among movies and television shows since the 1980s, from variants including World War Z to Carriers and the movie Contagion itself. Each of these cinematic renditions each have the same underlying theme, this being that a viral bacterial outbreak has caused an epidemic that has plundered the world into chaos and moreover into an apocalyptic future of Earth itself. This concept of incurable disease is actually quite far-fetched and more than likely impossible and even more improbable. This idea of contagion is rooted back to the principle that bacteria and viruses adapt over time and mutate into new variants of themselves that the general populace of people or even that of animals are not fit to process and survive from. In reality, this is very impractical as humans and animals evolve over long periods of time to best adapt to the current environment or overcome pressing health issues. This has been shown in animals through the study of fossils, which archaeologists and geneticists proclaim as natural selection. In this, the most fit and adaptable of certain species will live and be able to pass down the most sought-after genes for survival. Complications of having a worldwide outbreak include the facts that disease of bacterial and viral origin can only affect organisms if they come in contact with them, whether that be through airborne or physical exposure. If a contagion were to break out on a certain continent, it would be slim to impossible for other continents that are separated by large bodies of water to have the contagion inflicted on them if proper precautions were to be taken, such as no exports or imports and no air travel to foreign nations. In a real-life example that shows how improbable the viral outbreak would be is the Ebola patient that was transferred to the Dallas Hospital in 2014. This isolated patient would have been the origin of a contagion outbreak in the United States. However, with the proper protection and precautions taken by the government, the issue was mitigated and then dealt with properly to protect the nation as a whole. In the current day and age, with technology and communications capabilities that the human race has now, it is more or less completely preventable to stop a contagion outbreak from occurring. Fictional depictions of viral outbreaks keep viewers in the mindset that a contagion outbreak is still completely possible with how the writers portray the specific virus that is at play. An example of this would be from the 2013 movie known as World War Z, starring Brad Pitt. In this depiction of a worldwide viral epidemic, a UN investigator, Gary Lane, devotes his time to wife Karen and their whining brat daughter Constance and Rachel in Philadelphia until it becomes the next site of globally spreading mystery epidemic, turning bitten people into rabies-like zombies. His last-minute escape from the zombies must be dealt with drastically with an infected passenger before crashing into Cardiff, a city near a WHO research facility where he combines a series of tests involving a series of deadly pathogens to use as a camouflage. A vaccine derived from deadly pathogens is developed that can act as camouflage for troops battling the infected. Human offensive begins against the zombies and hope is restored. This is more or less an inaccurate film, as there are no known diseases that withhold their capabilities on a host because the host is not perfectly healthy. This camouflage theory is far-fetched to add to the cinematic effect of the movie, creating a movie that keeps the audience with a sense of hope, but more or less significantly inaccurate as the concept of zombies is scientifically impossible. The virus spreads quietly in China before being carried around the world by travel and commerce. It infects people through bites and seemingly changes the brain and behavior of victims. Society is disrupted as panic spreads and millions scummage. Okay, so no one really thinks that a virus could turn half the world population into zombies. And the premise of the movie, World War Z, is far from realistic. But some of the details do bring up real-life issues, from the political and diplomatic fights about countries trying to cover up disease outbreaks to the very real possibility of a pandemic that could wipe out millions within the space of a few months. It's no mistake the film suggests the zombifying virus starts in China. Something similar really happened in 2002 with the severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS virus, which eventually spread to the rest of the world, killed more than 770 people and infecting close to 8,000 before it was stopped. Chinese officials were accused of being less than honest about the outbreak, which was doubly worrying because scientists were already twitchy at the time about due to the H5N1 bird flu. Perhaps due to years of public health diplomacy, Chinese officials have been widely praised for sharing information about the current outbreak of the H7N9 bird flu, which the WHO says has infected more than 130 people and killed at least 37 of them. Flu virus do often cause pandemic, such as in 1918, the H1N1 flu killed or helped kill anywhere between 50 million and 100 million people. Its descendant, the H1N1 swine flu, killed more than 280,000 people in 2009, and that was a mild pandemic. WHO and other health experts cautioned that a more deadly pandemic could disrupt international trade and cause shortages in food, fuel, medicines, if countries closed borders or had to shut down critical operations to prevent spread. Of course, plenty of scary diseases already exist. In the book and movie, World War Z, experts at first believed the zombie virus is rabies, which is indeed transmitted through bites or through organ transplants, and which can make some animals highly aggressive and sensitive to sound. But while the movie depicts infection taking hold in an unrealistic 12 seconds, rabies can be scarier because it can take months to show symptoms. A team at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention created a stir with a zombie-themed preparedness campaign that won national attention for what can be a boring, if worthy, message with the quote, "If you are generally well-equipped to deal with a zombie apocalypse, you will be prepared for a hurricane, pandemic, earthquake, or terrorist attack." The CDC's Ali Khan said this at the time. Some government public health experts have sniffed at the campaign, although the CDC team came up with the idea won a communications prize from the Health and Human Services Department in 2012 and widely praised from communication experts. A movie about a disaster is a good teachable moment, a surrogate for a real disaster, which is an even better teachable moment. If the movie is gripping, the audience imagines itself in the scary situation and temporarily becomes very interested in what they can do about it if it happened to them in real life. Another notable example of more plausible contagion outbreak is that of the 2009 film Carrier, starring Chris Pine. In this depiction of a viral outbreak, an infectious virus has spread worldwide, killing most of the population. Two brothers, Brian and Danny, along with Brian's girlfriend, Bobby, and Danny's school friend, Kate, are heading to Turtle Beach in the southwestern United States, a secluded beach motel where they believe that they can wait for the viral pandemic to die out and eventually start a new life. To help them survive, they follow a set of rules created by Brian. On their way to the beach, they encounter a man, Frank Holloway, and his infected daughter, Jody, whose vehicle has run out of fuel. The four escape from Frank when he attacks them, but their car breaks down. They're forced to help Frank and Jody so they can use his vehicle. At Frank's instance, they travel to the nearby high school where a serum for the pandemic is rumored to have developed. Upon arriving, Frank, Brian, Danny and Kate discover that the serum does not work, and the last remaining doctor is preparing to euthanize a group of infected children and himself with potassium. Meanwhile, Bobby is accidentally infected by Jody while trying to keep her and hide her infection from the others. Afterward, Frank is forced to bring Jody to a restroom, giving Brian the opportunity to leave them behind and take their vehicle. With Bobby's infection revealed to the rest of the group, Brian forces her to leave. As they run low on fuel, Brian kills two women to siphon their vehicle and suffer a gunshot wound in the process. While treating his brother's injury, Danny discovers that Brian is infected. That night, Danny attempts to leave Brian behind, but Brian takes the keys to the vehicle, determined not to die alone from the virus. Brian refuses to surrender the keys and urges Danny to kill him. Left with no other option, Danny shoots Brian to death. This film is seen as improbable but entirely possible, as a disease could mutate faster than that of an adaptation cycle of humans, which could result in a worldwide outbreak. This movie received connotation from the public that includes comments such as a little more realistic than a zombie flick. Some renegade virus could make the world a survival of the fittest ordeal. A very interesting story with some nice reveals that could somewhat be possible in real life. The final example from fictional cinema is that of the 2011 movie Contagion, in which Beth Imhoff, or Gwyneth Paltrow, returns from a business trip to Hong Kong with a stopover in the Chicago airport. Beth feels ill, but thinks the problem is jet lag. She travels back home to Minneapolis and spreads the virus to her son Clark and her husband Mitch. When Beth and Clark die, Mitch goes into quarantine, where the doctors realize he is immune to the mysterious virus. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, London, and in a small province, cases of mysterious illness are cropping up as the American CDC and the World Health Organization give best effort researching the virus. A race against the clock begins, and the virus is spreading in a geometric progression. And if no solution is found very fast, humanity will cease to be. This has been seen by the scientific community as being a possible scenario in which a contagion newly develops and there is no known cure, similar to that of the previous mentioned Ebola outbreak in 2014. If there was enough recognition of an outbreak prior to becoming widespread, it would be prevented, but not knowing what is wrong with the infected is what would the situ which would cause the situation to grow more and more possible. The box office hit Contagion, a movie about a lethal airborne virus that kills within days, is still a top dramatic draw going into the weekend. The film has drawn interest not just for suspense and star-studded cast, but also for trying to realistically represent how an emerging disease could sweep across today's higher interconnected world. So just how possible is some of the science represented in Contagion? The deadly disease in the movie is modeled off a combination of influenza and a virus called Nipah, which causes inflammation of the brain and respiratory disease. The reality of this, all right, take a deep breath and stop Googling Nipah vaccines for now. This combination disease is a Hollywood is a made-up Hollywood term and cannot exist in the real world, according to the CDC. Influenza and Nipah have incompatible genomes that are not capable or of recombination in nature, the CDC said in an email. But Nipah is a real emerging disease in South Asia and can cause deadly brain inflammation in humans. It killed 105 patients in an outbreak in Malaysia in 1999, caused 94 deaths in India during the outbreak in 2001. Most Nipah outbreaks have not spread widely in humans, however resulted in a handful of cases. CDC virologist says Nipah is not highly consistent with a pathogen that could cause a global pandemic. Currently, there are no effective treatments or vaccines for the disease. In the first contagion scenario, the fictional virus reaches humans through a series of animal encounters. A bat eats some fruit, then drops it on a pig pen. The pig eats it, then is butchered and handled by a chef who comes into contact with Gwyneth Paltrow. The reality to this is that the pigs and bats are both real-life culprits in the Nipah outbreaks. The disease passed to humans through contact with infected pigs in a Malaysian Singapore. Through consuming fruit, was contaminated with urine or saliva from infected bats in Bangladesh and India. Bats, in particular, make great reservoir host for disease, meaning that they can harbor the pathogen indefinitely with no ill effects. Contacts with bats, or contacts with immediate animal hosts that acquire infection from bats, is a common theme among recent emerging human infections, says the CDC. SARS, Ebola, and the avian flu are just a few of the many other diseases humans share with animals. In the second contagion scenario, as disease rages on, quick work by scientists leads to a vaccine being developed within about 4 months. The reality to this is that in this case of an entirely new virus emerging, developing a vaccine that fast would be unlikely, says the CDC. Flu vaccines, which are developed every year, take 4 to 6 months at minimum to create. For a brand new threat, identifying a virus, formulating a vaccine, and taking safety of the vaccine into account would all take time. Assuming a vaccine can be created, that would take more than 4 to 6 months, says the CDC. In conclusion, contagions are a difficult category to summarize based off of their chemical and molecular complexity of each individual strand of disease. This concept of worldwide outbreak is completely possible, excluding undead zombie outbreaks, if it has the exact circumstances that would allow for it to happen. But more times than not, the scientific community is far ahead of the, ahead of the spread of disease itself by taking the proper precautions. The only thing that the human race can hope for is that technology and communication systems develop far faster than that of any past or present developing contagions. Thank you. This has been Blake Mason ending my podcast for Contagions English 3153 Technical Writing.